Languages through music. Languages through music. Languages through music. Languages through music.
Welcome, everybody, to the Languages Through Music podcast. And special guest today for our Lingala Through Music project is Michael Missy of Litea ya Lingala. Welcome, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm saying a big hello to all the people that are listening to us, or that will listen to us. Really glad to be here.
It will be eternally available on the Languages Through Music platform.
Whatever, even in the year 3000.
Exactly. Lingala. Lingala in the year 3000. So, we met 2 years ago, three years ago.
Yeah.
When we collaborated on a workshop for Afropolitan at Beaux-Arts. So it's nice to be back again on a Beaux-Arts project. So today I just want to ask you some questions around music, memory, and your very interesting journey with Lingala as well, which honestly has to be at least top three beautiful language in the world, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, which languages do you speak, first off?
Yeah. So, the languages that I speak, of course, we are speaking English, so I have to count that. English, French, Lingala, which I also teach. I speak also Dutch, because we live in Belgium, so I have to. Mm-hmm. And I have some basis in Mandarin, Chinese, a little bit of Spain, enough to survive in Spain. Just a little bit less of Arabic.
Yes, you had a Moroccan adventure at the beginning of lockdown.
Yes, indeed. I know how to buy bread there.
and take epic walks to Essaouira.
Yes, indeed. Oh, that was great.
Which languages? Sorry?
It's one of the most beautiful cities there in Morocco.
Yeah, I can't wait to visit. See where Jimi Hendrix and Michael Missy had these adventures. So, which languages would you like to learn besides these many that you already speak? African languages in particular?
African languages. So, I have some basis in Swahili too. I'd like to perfect that. Swahili and also Kikongo and Chiluba. Why Kikongo and Chiluba? Kikongo is my father's language.
Okay.
Chiluba is my mother's language. So this is something I'd like to perfect, because it helps me get connected to my roots. Mm. Swahili is one of the four languages of Congo. So I think every Congolese that live there at least has some basis on those four languages. I'm better in Swahili than the others, but still it isn't enough. So I'd like to perfect that. And there's also another language. There's a lot of languages, a lot of African languages I'd like to learn.
Mm.
Because I discovered, I'm not the only one, but there's a connection between all those languages, those African languages. It's like the connection between English and German and Dutch and northern language like Vikings. You have words like sun that is in all those languages, is, etc. There's a lot of words. And in African language too, not only in the center, but in a lot of language. For example, if you ask someone in Congo, how do you say someone, a person?
Mm-hmm.
So in Lingala, it's mutu, mm-hmm. mutu. In Swahili, mutu, Kikongo, mutu, Chiluba, mutu. You go to Rwanda, they'll say Umuntu. Umuntu. You go to I think in Cameroon, in Douala, but I'm not sure about the translation, but I think it's Mutu, something like that, with an N or not, not sure. But wherever you go, even in the Zulu language, you find the same words. Like Ubuntu, which means humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have the Untu inside, Untu inside. So it's like for the people that speak French, Spanish, and Italian and Portuguese, this language comes from Latin. And
yeah,
you can feel that you can see that in African languages, they all come from the same source. And I'm talking about the center and the south, but it is also true with Northwest, for example, languages like Malinke have discovered common things with Lingala. Mm. So I want, if I had 3 wishes, one of the first would be to know all African languages, so I could discover the mother language, the mother, how it was, because it. You can see that all those languages come from one source, and Africa is the birthplace of the world. So, of course, it's like that.
Yeah, I find that really interesting. Even in just the 3 months of project with Bozar, doing Kinyarwanda, Swahili, and Lingala, I've already started seeing so many similar words. Like, I think for heart as well, umutima.
Mutima in Lingala.
In Mutima in Kinyarwanda as well,
yeah.
And then Swahili as well, I believe it's something very similar. So it's interesting that just in these few weeks, I'm starting to connect. Also, yeah, Ubuntu, linking to Bantu, yeah, it's very interesting how they all connect, that's for sure. So I have a question. If your family languages are more Kikongo and Chiluba, what made you learn Lingala better?
First, my parents are from 2 different regions,
mm-hmm.
and they came together in Kinshasa, the capital.
Okay.
To have their children. So, although I'm from those 2 regions, I was born in Kinshasa.
Mm-hmm.
I left Kinshasa when I was 10 years old, and I've always been, like what we say in Lingala, mwana kin, so a child of Kinshasa, someone mm-hmm. from Kinshasa. So, of course, Lingala, which is spoken in Kinshasa, had to be my language, and also Lingala to the Congolese in the diaspora, it is the only language we speak together. Whether you speak Congo or any language you speak, we all know and speak Lingala together. So this is the language of the diaspora, the language of the capital city, and also one of the most popular language in the country. You can find people speaking Lingala anywhere.
Okay, and in the south, is it more Swahili or is Lingala still predominant in the south?
Lingala is more in the north. So that's the origin of Lingala. In the south, you have in one part, southwest, you have Kikongo, and southeast, you have Chiluba. And in there, you have Swahili.
Okay. Swahili,
when I say that, I speak about the main languages, because you can find like 250 languages in Congo.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God. Wow.
So you have languages from the same families. In fact, this in the origin they were it were kingdoms.
Yes.
Kingdoms that reunited people speaking almost the same languages, and that they had that in common, and they have one main language. For example, the main language, the official language of the empire, because they were a kingdom and then empire on top. The main language of the Congo Empire was Kikongo. The main language of the Luba, which is Matamba Empire, was Chiluba.
Mm.
But although these people spoke those languages, they of course had their own language, their own dialect, depending on the city of the village you live, etc. You know, language evolved a lot. And even in a country of 10 million people in Belgium, you have, of course, French and Dutch, but that Dutch is not really Dutch that we speak. Mm. Flemish, which is a dialect of Dutch, and depending on the region, the city you are, you have different languages. No, you have different dialects of that language. For example, the word horse, you're right. In some place you say bard, in other space you say port, bird, etc. Same when you go to Wallonia, the official language is French, but they have their dialect, which is the Wallon, and that have different
declinations.
Styles of Wallon,
So
everywhere, even in China, big country like that, China, they have a lot of language, but we only know Mandarin, which we call Chinese, which is a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I downloaded an app called Chinesey, and there's nothing easy about learning Mandarin. So I'm wondering why she named it this, but it's enjoyable. Can you tell me a bit about your experience of learning language at school? So when you were in Kin or when you were in Belgium, what languages did you have to do at school, or which languages could you choose to do at school?
Well, when I was in Kinshasa, I left when I was 10 years old, and the language we were learning was French. French. Since the 1960s, the fathers of the independence had decided that the language would be French in school, and so the people speak the majority of the people in Kinshasa speak Lingala. It is their mother tongue, but at school, of course, they have a French lesson. So the language I was speaking was French, and my parents, since each had his or her language, I decided that me and my brother were going to speak French. Okay. Well, we learned French. I could speak Lingala, but it was really, 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 really bad. Really bad Lingala. Today I'm a teacher, so imagine the path, the journey. And I really learned Lingala here in Belgium. When I was a teenager, I was like 15. And then I had brothers, friends. There were like four brothers. We were everywhere together. I was going to their house to play the PlayStation. They were coming to mine to play, etc. We even ended up at the same school. So every time those brothers were speaking only Lingala, the Ilunga brothers, only Lingala. So I had to I had to learn, because I would feel like I'm outside. Lingala was my language. I'm someone from Kinshasa, Monakin. So I had it was a pleasure to learn. So I learned with them trying to speak, and then it finally happened. And to keep answering that your question about learning languages, in Belgium, in Brussels, we learn French and Dutch. So, and also, we also have English lesson, but we're supposed to be speaking, but I really love the language lesson. Why? Because I love traveling, and this is a way of traveling. There are so different ways of speaking. A language is a different way of speaking, a different way of seeing word. For example, in English, you have a lot of words that is linked to business. This is none of your business. This business. Oh, follow the money, etc., etc., etc. It's all around business and money. And you don't have that in French. In French, it is something taboo. Don't ask a Frenchman, French woman, how much you make at the end of the month. It's very taboo. Mm-hmm. But to American people, no problem. They talk about it. Mm-hmm. So different ways of thinking, different ways of seeing the world, you cannot just stop at one way. Because as they say in French, they say, les voyages forment la jeunesse. Travels help children grow. Because you when you see those different things, you ask questions about yourself. You start discovering who you are when you are in contact with others, with something different. Then you discover, oh, they don't act like this. Why? So I do this thing. Why do I do this? And et cetera. And you start understanding yourself and you become someone better by taking the best of everyone to better yourself. That's why I love learning languages. So that's why I speak today English. I speak Dutch less. But I do anyway. We had language lessons. We had language lessons at school, and it was a great moment to be part of it.
That's great. I mean, because so many people I know, myself included, I kind of really didn't enjoy language learning at school, and it was really something I fell in love with later. I remember vividly, I was just talking about her this morning, actually. I had a really mean French teacher called Madame Camus, and she would make me cry. Like, I must have been 6 years old in Abidjan. And she would make me cry. And she would say, Desta, she was like, if your head wasn't attached to your shoulders, you would forget your head at home. She really put me off language learning for a long time. So I know you use music in your teaching now, and you go through a lot of really great songs. Was music ever a part of your language learning at school?
Indeed. That's something I discovered for our English teacher. She was taking the song that were popular back then, like you remind me of a girl from Usher.
And oh yeah. Excellent.
We used that and we translated that song to understand the words, and that was very, very interesting, because at home I was listening to Usher and all those things. So it was very easy. You listen to the song every time and you sing on it, and it's easier to. Today I even use movies. I spend a lot of time watching movies in English, and also in Mandarin Chinese, because it's the best way of, especially if the more interesting the story is, the better you watching and rewatch it, the same episode etc. for Siri, and the better you get. So yeah, it's the easiest way to me. It's the easiest way to learn via music and via movies.
Yeah, I think movies are wonderful for learning. And now, have you used this extension called Language Learning with Netflix? You can see the subtitles and save new words and get the definition. Fantastic. Have you tried that language learning through Netflix?
No.
It's an extension, and so you get the subtitles, but you can save your new words and define your new words. It's a language nerd's dream.
Let me write that somewhere.
Yeah, it's really useful.
Language learning with Netflix.
Yeah.
I have to try that.
Yeah, it's a Chrome extension. It's great. I discovered it in lockdown, one of my language discoveries in all this time at home.
Yeah, that's why I shouldn't have downloaded the app.
Yeah. So could you please tell us, what are some of your favorite words and expressions in Lingala?
Well, my favorite expression is one I found very funny. It is tunangai natunayo totunana. What does it mean? First, I will put you in this situation. It's an expression I discovered in 2018.
Okay.
When I went there, because you know, Lingala in Kinshasa, it evolved very fast. You have always, every time new expression coming from the people there, because when it's You know, African languages, we speak a lot with expression. So, and it looks like, it feels like in Kinshasa, they speak even more with musicians bringing new expression in every song. They create their own, they go dig old expression, then bring back, etc. And people have this mentality of always bringing up new expression, which means if you live in Kinshasa in 2018, or let's say 2020, and you get back in 2021, you don't understand people anymore. Well, you understand what they say, of course, but you discover new expression you didn't know about. So this expression is when someone asks you a question and you don't know what to answer. So you answer with tunangai na tunayo tunana, which means ask me, then I will ask you, and then we will ask each other.
This is a great expression for a teacher as well. Miss, what's this? Ask me, I ask you, let's discuss.
Yeah. And then the second one, which I love too, which is Latisa Kovo Shinyo Totemana Sambi, which is you know, how do you call that? That haircut when you tie your hair together.
A ponytail?
Yeah, a ponytail, yeah. So it's a, my English, someone who has no hair, a bald hair, yeah. Have someone bald wearing a ponytail and we will sit up, we will stand up under the bed.
What? Yeah. Someone bald with a ponytail and will stand under the bed.
Yeah. Which means what you're asking is impossible. So it was too simple, too easy to say it's impossible. So they say it. The day you succeed in having a bald person wearing a ponytail, then we will be standing under the bed.
I love that. That's two really random things put together. Yeah. Like in English, we just say when pigs fly.
Yeah, pigs fly. In French, when quand les poules auront des dents.
Wait, I love that. That's such a scary image.
When chicken will have teeth.
Yeah, these little vampire chickens that always crack me up. Excellent. So I discovered on your YouTube channel that you play the bass as well.
I do. Bass.
Fantastic.
And
I love that.
Better bass. Yeah. My best. Yeah. I have a show on YouTube. We used to for our students where it is called Ndembo Lingala, and I translate a song in Lingala. And of course, since it is also a moment of pleasure, since most of the time I translate the song I love, I can't help but take a guitar or bass and play on it. I can't help it.
And the music is so amazing too. Do you have any favorite artists or songs in particular?
Yeah, well, it depends. The one I really love for her voice, it is Cindy Lecoeur.
Mm.
Cindy Lecoeur, she's a singer. She started with Koffi Olomide. Koffi Olomide, the big star. He has, you know, the Congolese artists, they also always have a group of young artists that sing for them, write song together, play music, etc. And these, they are like their children, because when they grow enough, each go the separate way and create a new group, which means it's like a family tree.
Mm.
You can, every musician comes from a group, etc., etc. You have, for example, the Fally Ipupa, who started with Koffi Olomide. You have Fabregas, Ferregola, Héritier Watanabe, etc. They all started with Werason in his group, Wenge Musica.
Yeah.
And so, Cindy Lecoeur, she has a voice so beautiful that she even helped Koffi relaunch his career when he was at the point where we thought of course, he has like, I don't know, he has like more than 40 years of career.
Wow.
He's around since a lot. He's the, some sort of Madonna. So at a certain point, you know, everybody was like, yeah, we think we learned everything from Kofi. He can't do any better. That's all. That's the end.
C'est bon, Kofi. Merci. Yeah, m'attendez.
Voilà, m'attendez. Let the young people do their thing. And Kofi, you know, those group, they always recruit new musicians. And Cindy Le Coeur came in the group. She was a young one. Among others, and she started singing song with Kofi, recording with him, and her voice was so beautiful that Kofi made more songs with her than with any others.
Wow.
He was like all of us, intoxicated by her voice.
Mm.
So you have a lot of songs from Kofi and Cindy Le Coeur. And then Cindy Le Coeur decided just a year ago to start singing solo. And well, sometimes she's with Kofi because, you know, the one you come from, the group you come from, is like a father. It's a family.
Mm.
So she's produced by Kofi. She sings sometimes with Kofi, but she's now the most beautiful voice in the country, and I think she can do very, very great thing.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, she's in our playlist thanks to you. Anybody else?
Yeah, another one. I have two. Of course, there's Kofi. Of course, Kofi. But I won't talk about him because everybody knows him. I will talk about the children from Kofi and Wera Son. When I say children, I mean people from their group. But they don't need me to be known, but let's talk about it. You have Fally Ipupa because to me, he's the best dancer, the best. Every song he makes, yeah, the dance, especially in Ecole, at the moment, it had people doing the videos of challenge for months, and I even tried it. I tried it, and that was one of the first, the only steps I can do. Bad, but I can do it. The other one is Fabregas. Fabregas.
Don't know him.
What I love with Fabregas is his imagination. Is very, very great because he takes the music in another way. He makes jokes when he sings. He's very funny, very funny. He brings something very, very refreshing to Congolese music, which is his sense of humor that he puts in the song, and that's I love listening to it. So he doesn't only make funny things. Of course, he has serious things, etc. But all these Fabregas words had me listen to one of his songs, and that's not a funny song, but it's a song about a father that abandons his family. I listened to that song every day.
Wow.
A lot of times a day for 6 months.
Oh my goodness, what is this song?
Manique's Love.
Manique's Love, okay.
And the other one was Mastané. Mm-hmm. Mastané, it is a song about him falling in love with a thug girl.
Okay.
Yeah. And speaking about how hard it is, for example, going to say that, yeah, it would have been easy. If you had been a prison, I would have been a prisoner. If you had been the bread, I would have been the butter on it.
But,
But the worst happened. You have been made a person to make my life a hell. Etc. They use a lot of metaphors. That's why I love about it.
It
opens your imagination. So you begin, but you have been made a person to make my life a hell, etc. etc. And he sometimes when he sings, he says, I accepted to suffer for your love. I accepted to watch but not be allowed to touch. And he said, at a moment, he said, people to that's a word that it's hard to translate, but people fight for things.
He wasn't expecting to suffer so much.
Yeah, in fact, people fight for a benefit. But with him, with her, it feels like he's fighting with someone who doesn't know. The song and the way it is sung. What I love with Congolese music is that they stick on those instruments, guitar, bass, percussion, etc. And that's where you see and hear real talents playing, and you want to play that again and play. That's why when I translate, I use my guitar, I use my bass because it's so beautiful. I had my time where I was listening to electronic music. Mm-hmm. When I really switched to Congolese music, I don't want any other. I don't want music any other way.
It's so uplifting. I can be in the worst mood and Brussels can be giving its worst weather, and I play any Congolese music and I just feel like, ça va aller. It's okay.
You know why people love jazz? Because you don't have only the singer that is good. You have the musician that are good. That's why I love that kind of music. And that's why if I don't listen to Congolese music, I will listen to a traditional song, music from other countries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not into electronic anymore.
Yeah.
Although I've been a beat maker when I was a teenager.
It might come back. You might fuse electro and traditional.
Yeah. As long as talent is there, okay. Okay. Everything. But I want to listen to good melody. Beautiful melody. Yeah. That's talent people. Computer making everything for you and just you sit there and okay, it's beautiful.
No. The melodies in Congolese music are just amazing, and also so many of the songs last for so long, so you can really you can really enjoy the same melody for like 20 minutes. I love it. It's amazing. So as a wrap up, could you please tell us how long you've been running Litayaya Lingala, how it works, what inspires you now to keep it growing, and what is your vision for Litayaya Lingala for the future?
Well, first, Litayaya Lingala started in 2014, and I was just a YouTuber that wanted to share something. In fact, a friend asked me to teach her Lingala. I started sending her text messages. Mm-hmm. With a word and definition, etc. And she talked about it to other friends. They came to me and I say, guys, I only have 24 hours a day, but I got an idea. Let me be a YouTuber. And I started putting videos on YouTube. I set up 20 videos and I didn't expect that to be a success, but looks like people loved it. And so I had a Facebook page, etc. And it was okay. But I was living my life aside, doing my thing. And a few years later, end of 2017, people say, why don't you make, since you don't make videos anymore, why don't you make a paid lesson? So we make sure you will do that until the end. Well, why not?
Exactly.
So I thought, but I had tried a few projects before with Lingala. I wanted to start, but this is the moment where it really became a business. Something I do seriously every day, etc. And then I launched a website and I started teaching, and people came to the team, and this year, for example, last year, I need some time to be used to the fact that it is 2021.
I know. Me too.
And last year, although it was COVID and everything. It was the moment where we really grew fast, going from two people, me and a team member in Kinshasa, to 8 person. Yeah, that's the
amazing.
That was a really growth, and I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. And for the future, what is your dream for Litea Lingala?
Well, the dream for Litea Lingala, since we make videos, we make video lessons. And since I told you that to me the best way to learn is via the movies, we want to make movies.
Amazing.
Yes, I have, it's a passion. Movies are long time passion. Started when I was 18 with a friend who wanted to make movies, and I kept that idea. And then when I made Lingala, I said, yeah, why not combine the two, make movies in Lingala, and this will be, you know, Congo shines with its music. Why not with movies too? And this will be another way to spread that culture, that beautiful language, this word, share it with the rest of the world, and also help people learn Lingala the easier way possible. Just watch a movie, just go, you go on the website like on Netflix and watch your favorite movie, your favorite series, and animation movies, etc. That's the future of Litea Lingala. And also, of course, the dictionaries. As teachers, our mission is to help Lingala grow and be known to the whole world, but also help a language evolve, because every language needs to evolve to be up to date every time. And that's one of our mission. I'm not the only one doing that. There are a lot of others teachers, but working on it and making sure this language is still on the top and is popular.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Can you remind me the four ways I can say thank you in Lingala? I know there's matondi.
Matondi.
Matondo.
It means thanks. Thanks, okay. With an S at the end. Matondo too, which same thing. You can also say Natuniyo.
Natuniyo.
Natuniyo, which means I thank you. It is not correctly translated, because Natuniyo also means I'm satisfied.
Okay.
For example, when you eat, you can say Natuniyo means I'm full but satisfied.
Okay.
And it's also a way of saying I'm thankful. So it's all that concept.
Two in one.
yeah, 2 in 1. So matondi, matondo, natondiyo, and I think there are a lot of ways of saying something. What is the four? I give you thanks.
I think I'm gonna stick with the shorter ones for now. Matindi,
matondi,
or matondo. I think that's my homework for now. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Languages to music.